ओम शांति। आई थिंक देयर वॉज अ टॉपिक गिवन दिस मॉर्निंग। व्हाट वॉज द टॉपिक? फ्री फ्रॉम अट्रैक्शन। What it is that attracts most, so that we understand the secret, the laws of nature, so that then we can make ourselves free from attraction. Anything which is beautiful definitely attracts. Flowers, beautiful, will attract you. Good color setting will attract you. Fragrance of nice food will attract. And in order to attract us, color attracts us, food smell attracts us. Beauty attracts us. Newness attracts us. Sound attracts us. Music attracts us. So it means sense organs are the means of attraction. Music, sound, color, sight, fragrance, smell, taste, food, or words spoken by somebody, sweet words, or praise, right, attracts. That is more attraction of the intellect, so you don't want to be free from that. So there is a subtle attraction and gross attraction. Attraction is of two types of attraction. Subtle attraction and gross. Gross attraction is called attraction by the creation of matter. Akarshan is attraction. You want that thing to come to you. I love you. Attract. You are trapped. You are trapped, and you that is attraction. So, gross attraction and subtle attraction. So, in other words, Maya also adopts the same method what God adopts. God's personality is Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Truth, benevolent, beautiful. Anything which is beautiful, or we feel it is very good for me, benevolent, and we feel it's real, we are attracted. In the world as well. Later on we realize and we think it's a deception. We are deceived. And then we suffer. We repent. If it says something which is artificial, it's not real, we thought it was real and we were attracted. But then we realize, no, it's not real. And so, when we think of this attraction, in other words, it's the law of nature, it's a body, matter, has gravity. Amongst all the elements, gravity is in body, in matter, in earth. Earth attracts. And so, when I am body conscious, then because of that, the same characteristic in me, like only iron attracts the iron. Iron, magnet attracts magnet. Magnet does not attract cloth. Magnet does not attract paper, plastic. Metal only, it attracts iron. So in order to be free from attraction of matter, I have to realize of making myself free from the attraction of my own matter. Means, in other words, any type of attraction is based on body consciousness. Either it is sound, or it is smell, or it is sight, through the eyes, through the ear, through nose, through taste, or through touch. All these are the attraction through the senses. And these senses assembled machinery is called body. But body does not attract. Body never attracts because body is without any wisdom, without any intellect, without any feeling. So it is the consciousness that attracts. And so what we have to, if I want to be free from attraction, I have to practice again and again of changing my consciousness. Body is not bad, because through this body, I become an instrument that through me they can be attracted towards God. It is the same mouth. When I am attracted towards it, this taste creates a bondage and we become victim of greed. The vice greed comes through the mouth. The vice anger expresses through the mouth. The vice lust attracts through the eyes. And also, anger also expressed through the eyes. It's the same sense organs. But this is same in soul consciousness. Baba says, your words are words of truth, of wisdom, which opens the eye of the other people. So it's the same words, the organ is the same. It's a question is what it is, that how we are using it. So we become attracted or attract others, trapped or trap others. It creates a bondage. Or the same method makes other people free. It's nectar which makes him immortal. It's poison that can kill people. Same glass, you put bitter thing in it, it will have a different effect on the body. Same glass, you put nectar in it, it would have a different taste or benefit. So it's a question is in body, from the golden age till the iron age, we cannot express ourselves without having a body. But we want to be free from attraction. So body, matter, has a natural property of attraction, gravity. But it's a non-living and I am living. This is the difference. Matter has gravity because it's its property. Now I am master of it. Understand the subtlety. I am master of it. It's up to me. Am I attracted or I have the ruling power or controlling power. It's the consciousness. It's the deep attitude, pure attitude of the mind, understanding and pure attitude. Attraction is based on understanding as well as attitude. For example, male-female attraction is a bodily attraction. Boy, girl get attracted because it is opposite. And then people think, but it's so natural, no? It is not. In matter consciousness, it is considered natural. But when understanding and attitude is pure, there's no attraction. For example, in the family, brother and sister. In pure consciousness, no matter how beautiful sister is, no matter how great hero brother is, how handsome and well-known in the world a brother for a sister is, of a sister is. Now her attitude will be different. It is not bodily attraction. It's appreciation. It's support. It's giving, it is not taking anything. Attraction is you become dependent. Attraction is like a magnetic pull, you are not able to control, like this needle, when it is clean, the magnet is pulling it. Now the needle doesn't control itself. So attraction makes you dependent. So when we are living, when we are soul conscious, we appreciate but not attracted. appreciation is a quality. Appreciation is a relationship. Good relationship. Respect. Attraction is a bondage. Dependency. So Baba is telling us now to have a sukshum, subtle checking of your attitude. For whole season, he is speaking about be free from waste thoughts. And he said waste is from interesting stories, from gossip. You see something wrong in others, then you are attracted towards it. So it is also attraction, means waste also attracts, which is artificial and entertaining. And so now when I am in the truthful stage, then I am attracted, it gives power in me. Body conscious attraction takes away our power. Makes you forget your awareness, your own identity, your own strength, your own awareness. The attraction, the knowledge of the truth, the attitude of the truth makes you aware of inner power. So you are free from attraction and yet you are connected. Because you don't want to take anything. This connection, when we are soul conscious, our attraction is towards the truth. Baba is also attracted. We are attracted. Then the subtle organs begins to work. What I want to say, instead of the gross organs of the body, is something, yeah? Is okay? No working? So instead of the gross organs of the body, which Maya was using, and then intellect becomes dependent on it. Now just let me paint the picture. We see tasty food. Very beautiful, colored, with different colors. A plate is decorated with 7 different colors. No? Sweet is of variety colors food. Now eyes have seen it. No? Eyes are attracted. It is soul, but it is through the eyes, the matter has attracted matter. The intellect says, sweet is not good for me. It's not good for health. So, the first intellect, the organ of the soul, is detached. But then I'm seeing different color. I'm saying it's so nice. Okay, I just taste only one little. It's a variety. Dry fruit, it's a variety. Chocolate, it's a variety. Nice chips, it's a variety. And I take only one. Butter is not good for me. Sugar is not good for me. So let this example there for them. So this law of nature, the gravity, is working in body consciousness. Matter has a natural law of gravity. So I am on this level, so first this is working. And intellect is because of master of the body, first things. But the more I am being with it, the intellect is becoming now influenced by matter. Intellect is not attracted now, intellect is influenced. The difference between. Yeah, first attraction, sense organs. So intellect says, sugar is not good for me, butter is not good for me, right? I want to keep healthy, right? So it is, thought is also there, intellect is also there, but this attraction has not that power, because attraction makes you, it's controlling. Like a magnet is controlling, is pulling the needle. Now, needle does not have any power to control itself. It's just pulled. So intellect then, gradually, it's just the decision is okay. It is decision, understanding at that level, it's okay, it's not good for me. But the power is not there. So one, two, three, gradually eating. So now intellect is also influenced, though it has the understanding. Attraction influences. Same method is Baba's method, but Baba does not use his sense organs first. Because he is speaking to the souls, he uses the organs of the soul. Baba is beautiful, benevolent, and truth. That attracts us. Beauty attracts us. And so he, because he is speaking to the souls, so the more I am in soul conscious, the more knowledge attracts me. And then this attraction, the intellect, then because it likes what attracts you, you like it. And when you like it, you like to be in the company of that. Some people say, I find Baba's knowledge fantastic. It's so great. But I cannot churn. I do not know, I cannot churn. The reason. So I heard it in soul conscious, but more in body conscious. So whatever percentage in soul conscious intellect, the organ, the intellect, the eye of the mind, the eye of the soul. Intellect is the eye of the soul. Baba opens the third eye of our intellect. And so now I am attracted, my intellect is attracted towards the truth. And so this attraction then keeps the company. And then intellect influences the mind. Intellect is now using the mind. Then your thought pattern are changing. You are busy in thinking, and the other things then become not so influencing you. Because now your mind is also thinking, because its intellect has understood. And mind, intellect has given the food to the mind. So mind is again and again thinking maybe only one point. And this one point is enjoying, and you enjoy. So it becomes in soul consciousness attraction towards Baba's knowledge. And then you love, because you understand it is entertaining you, attracting you now. So then this mind and intellect two together is helping you to be free from the influence of negativity. For example, you see something else. Somebody is saying something, or you hear. You use the knowledge now. The ears are not influenced anymore. Then you see something wrong which is connected, spoken about you, or you are in front of the person which is defaming you. But then here it is, because the drama, knowledge of company of the truth, of drama, of being detached observer. So you have churned that point. It has not influenced you. And so the influence is the powerful thing which is not keeping you attracted towards that situation. Attraction is negative, attraction is positive. Attraction means you look at it again and again. So there are two types of, it is attraction, godly attraction and mayavi attraction. So be free from attraction. It's not only just attraction positive. It's a negative also attracts us again and again. Because then we begin to think, if some person, for example, if somebody is talking to other person, and some conflict has taken place between two, now that person begins to think, he's talking about me. Perhaps he is gossiping about me. Now you begin to think, they might be talking something completely different. Happens in this way, these kind of thoughts, energy is attracted. So it is first, it was the influence, because I did not remove the influence, I could not conquer attraction. Because influence, so these two work together. And this is why Baba says you need to have, this is also waste. It is a bondage then. It's not only attraction. This attraction becomes a bondage. Spiritual attraction creates freedom. Body conscious attraction which goes through sense organs, because you are attracted, you are pulled, diverted. So the sense organs are being used, no? You hear something with the ear, or you see something with the eyes, you begin to think in this way. It's waste. It's a bondage. So this attraction becomes a bondage. Baba say, become free from bondage. The third aspect, so now Baba is using the soul. He says that what it is attracts the most, in gross matter, it is the earth, that it gravity. It's a gravity which is attraction. Pull. And also it's light that attracts. Light. In the whole darkness, if a spark, for example, the whole room is dark, somebody comes very quietly and has a cell phone in his hand, telephone, no? Cell phone it is called, or handy, or mobile, yeah? So it's the light is on. It attracts. Does it? It's not a big light. Somewhere in the dark light is lit, your attention goes there. It's a small light also attracts. A candle is lit somewhere, attraction is there. So in order to be free from attraction of matter, I have to learn it does not matter. I have to cut it, because matter will cut, poison kills poison in the same way. It's a matter, this realization, no matter whatever it is, matter does not matter. Because all these issues that in body conscious attract me are connected with matter. So I am not matter. I am metaphysical. I am light. And then Baba says, you become angels, which attract others. Baba is light, that's why he is beautiful, and he attracts the souls. So we need to make ourselves free from bondage. It's a bondage, because attraction, which is bondage, I need to use, cut this, because it has become a bondage. It's not only up to the level of attraction. Now it has become a bondage. Again and again, what is the sign of a bondage? That you want to make your mind free, but you cannot make free. You move, effort, and you find suddenly you are pulled back. It is just like when a thread is tied, a rope is tied, might be a little bit loose. You can move a little bit up to a little distance, but then you pull back. So if our thoughts are, if it has become bondage, it would not make us free or move forward. So if I am stuck somewhere, now it is the thought has become a bondage and it cannot make me fly, then I cannot experience the attraction from Baba, because still it's grosser than gravity, because anyway matter attracts you, a thing falls on the earth, it still has its own existence. But when we are in bondage, we are not having our thoughts, we are thinking of their thoughts. When we are in conflict or when we are in any kind of bondage, we are not thinking of the thoughts of our own, our positive, our pure thoughts, our divine thoughts, what Baba has given to me, what knowledge has given to me. What happens? Is there a heavy experience at that time when it is any kind of situation, when you are connected with others, influenced by others or pulled by others, you are thinking your own thoughts? Any one of you have experience thinking your own thoughts? How do you think your own thoughts? Or you are thinking about them? Thinking your own thoughts about them, around them. So you are thinking your thoughts have become connected with them. What does it mean? It has disconnected with me, Baba, no? So my gravity is also on bodily beings. So I am here attracted, I cannot be attracted there. And so I don't have a power to cut. Though I have knowledge and yoga. Karma is there, drama is there. Karma and drama, the scissor doesn't work. It's a powerful scissor. Some kind of karma must be there. Okay, it's a drama, I have learned something. Still it doesn't cut. Still it attracts. Think about that person. So it's a very subtle, we don't realize our body consciousness has become so deep. As in the beginning I said, that it's not the body, it's the consciousness which uses sense organs. Eyes, ears, taste, smell and touch. Feelings. Then these senses are influencing mind, intellect, sanskaras. So Baba says, now in order to change that, in every aspect there is a positivity, negativity is there, against is positivity. In order to dispel the darkness, you don't have to create more darkness. Darkness will not finish the darkness. Light will finish the darkness. Bad smell cannot be finished with bad smell. It need to be have fragrance. And so it's the opposite energy. So body conscious as much is powerful, so that much has to be soul conscious powerful. This is what is called balance. When we see by balance, we always say 90% body conscious thing and 10% our spiritual. People say, no, I have to keep balance. I have to look after my children. I have to take care of my health. I have to take care of my job. At that time, what percentage is soul conscious? What percentage is body conscious? So it is okay to do everything, but the percentage is in consciousness. Percentage has to be filled in consciousness, not in the work. Work has to be done. Job is to be done, but in consciousness. For example, body. Now, personal thing, body, we can think, what a karmic account in this last birth. My body is so sick, it does not cooperate. And whole my life is just this. Now this is, it's fact, the body is not cooperating. Now again I can think with the next attitude, beautiful attitude. Wow, how great is my, this is birth. In this birth, I have found Baba. And this, my chariot, my horse is very good. It's my good companion. Because the more I live, the longer I live in it, the longer I claim my inheritance from Baba. So if I continue to hit my horse, it will become weak. Body is not healthy. It's always giving me trouble, problem. One after another sickness comes into me. I cannot manage. Now it's sick, but I am focusing more on the sickness and then I am not actually supporting my body. Fact is it is sick. But now change of attitude is that I want to make it cooperative. Sickness is karmic account. Attitude is helping to clear the karmic account so that I am not influenced by it. It's not only the influence of people, it's the influence of my own body. So we can change the attitude. Just like when we change the attitude towards the people of male and female consciousness by being we are brothers. We are brothers and sisters. We are one family. We belong to each other. We have come here to create the new world together. It's a variety. So here now the intellect is using Baba's knowledge to make us free from waste. And so this is why now Baba's more, because the time is moving faster, so he is telling us to use the subtle methods, because the thought is the most powerful energy. Words, action are gross. Thought is subtle. And as we want to become subtle, he wants us to make us angels. So we have to develop this subtle energy level so that not only our thought, we become the embodiment of thought. When we become by thinking negative, we became the embodiment of negativity. Whatever we think, we begin to feel. We see in the same way. We hear same thing. We relate almost of the time same situation. If something has caused pain, we relate it, we think it, we see it. All sense organs cooperate in this way. We became embodiment of that thought or that experience. So now Baba says, do not just think I am a pure and peaceful soul. Have determination, which is key to success, until you become the embodiment of that thought. How to become embodiment of that thought? Is thought, think, create feelings in it. Just like negativity created feeling, you created feelings about it, and that's why you are suffering. Negative has brought suffering, because you created feeling. Now positive has to also have the same impact, but you have to use godly method in soul consciousness, intellect, mind, and then work. Intellect and mind should work, and then it will become your habit of seeing in the same way, thinking in the same way, feeling in the same positive way. Then through the body, your eyes will always express love. Your eyes will express mercy. Your words will speak good things about them, about yourself. Then the sense organs will become your subservient and cooperative. So first I have to become the embodiment of this positivity. So I am pure and peaceful soul. So I am. I believe this. So this is walking, talking, sitting, eating, cooking. Just like the other thought, we don't make effort and we think automatically, na? We don't sit and think. Negative, it's not that we purposely sit and think and feel. The process is the same. It's the same ladder you go up, and the same ladder is that you come down. But it came only through body conscious, mind, intellect and sanskar, and now through God conscious, godly child I am. So it is coming from the low level, it becomes heavy, it influences us more, dirty more, and this is coming from higher level, and so we need to connect there. So subtlety, we are attracted towards the subtlety. We are attracted towards purity. Like, likes, like. We are negatively attracted to it. It is not because of others are negative. I am also for a long period of time habitual of thinking, seeing, being negative. That's why I am attracted towards that. And then we say, I don't like this. I don't like. And we are always speaking and thinking about it, what we dislike. Whatever we dislike, that we think. What does it mean? Dependency? Bondage? It became natural embodiment. And so now here it is, I like Baba, truth. I like to be peaceful soul. I like to be loveful soul. I like to be cooperative soul, benevolent being. So walking, talking, sitting, eating, thinking, we are thinking in this way, no? So it means then that waste is automatically is because energy is not being given there, waste also then is purified, transformed. Because it is not being empowered anymore. Or at least it is transformed. Like, see here, we have this sewage, all water, water purifier in Gyan Sarovar. All the water that is used, it is cleansed, purified, and it is used for the plants. And if, even at the shortage of water, plants were nurtured. But how? With purified water. So in the same way, when we are attracted, attracted towards the truth of knowledge, then our own negativity is transformed and we nurture then our positivity also through that. Transform our negativity into positivity. I cannot do. What can I do? I have not been successful. Sometimes we don't have self-confidence. Okay, body is healthy, but confidence is not there. Time is very short. I cannot do things. I don't have a good result. Now here I need to have this one thought constantly. God is my companion. I am child of the Almighty Authority. If I don't become victorious, who else will become? It's me, the Master of Almighty Authority, the child of the Almighty Authority. It's a faith and intoxication. No? So it is, we use the free from attraction is also attraction by creating attraction towards knowledge, towards the experience of relationship with Baba, increasing power in me. So how then I am not attracted? What is the method that even the things are powerful here, so I am not attracted? Because I am wrapped by this godly power. It's a protection against attraction. So even we have not become the embodiment yet, have not become the embodiment of godly attraction, but to be free from attraction of waste, to be free from attraction, influence of negativity, to be free from bondage, I needed to create an aura of protection. So further more damage is not created. So I cannot fight with fire, but I can wear fireproof dress. Then I can finish it. If I am not wearing fireproof dress, certainly fire's power is to burn. And so it means, through protection, through connection with Baba, through yoga, is protection. Through protection, I am increasing my own power, potential. And then because I am filled with that power, now instead of gravity on the lower level, it is attraction towards the higher level. So it doesn't matter, it means I am detached. I am not interested. My attitude is changed. It is not beneficial for me. So you are detached, but loving, balanced loving with Baba. It's not detached and loving here what you were disattracted. No. There you cannot create. You are not able to create at that time. We are not detached and loving. It is not possible unless I have become so full loving that experiencing Baba's love in me, only then I can be loving with other people, detached from their weakness and loving with them. Otherwise, detachment without being attracted towards Baba's love and filling my heart and intellect with Baba's love, that attraction, there is only hate here with detachment. Hidden hate, positive way of detachment. Ignoring, rejection, avoiding, we avoid, called detachment. Avoiding is not detachment, because it's still negativity, is internally attraction towards negativity is there. And so this is why it's a balance here with this attraction, with godly attraction of love. With godly attraction of purity. And so I am. An angel which is now changing my own relationship with my thinking. Because we are attracted towards with our own thinking also. We are pulled by with our own thoughts. Means others are not thinking, but I am thinking and I am pulled with my own thoughts. So this is why is confluence age, one birth, enables me to claim 21 birth. This is suksham philosophy, subtle philosophy. Like karma is gross, but thoughts are more subtle. Because this is now, when my thought pattern is becoming positive, it's a seed I am planting again. I'm watering with godly knowledge. So then when this Baba's knowledge that in soul conscious against body conscious, no, this will become attraction towards in body conscious matter attracts me. In soul consciousness, Baba attracts me. Or I am attracted towards Baba. It's not that I am attracting Baba, but Baba attracts me. Like the needle is clean, magnet attracts it. So the philosophy of thoughts is very powerful. Just like karma philosophy is very deep, in the same way, philosophy of thoughts are very deep. And so when this effort that I become free from the attraction of my own thoughts, change the relationship with my thoughts, means with my mind. So my mind, Baba says, ruling power, controlling power, what does it mean? It means that I give my mind the power to rule my thoughts now. So intellect has to rule the mind. Mind doesn't rule the mind. Intellect rules the mind. Now sanskaras are ruling the mind. This is the difference. In the Iron Age, our sanskaras are ruling our mind. When we change our, this, we become soul conscious, then our yoga of the intellect is again with Baba. The intellect becomes divine. So then now intellect is giving the clear thinking to changing the pattern, thought pattern of the mind. So purification of mind taking place. Attraction towards Baba increases. And then this happiness of, because then it is attraction towards Baba is creating, self relationship with Baba and self is increasing, our action becomes then automatically, with organs, automatically these sense organs are only expressing what Baba is giving me. sense organs are also being used. Like body conscious uses sense organs, Baba also uses sense organs. Because we speak the words. And Baba says, those who are Maharathis and Mahavirs, their words are powerful, their words are inspiring. Those who are soul conscious and pure, they bless others through their drishti. Through their company and vibrations, others are feeling comfort. Through their dreams, they are working, even with dreams, they are inspiring others. Serving through the dreams. This is a subtle way. So in this way, when we work, we change our relationship with our mind. Automatically, then happiness in ourselves is there, and as happiness uplifts us, we are attracted towards Baba. Heaviness of the mind brings attraction towards the body. Desire of the mind brings attraction towards the objects and relationships. Desire for support, dependency of others makes us attracted towards more skilled people, more elevated people, more active people. So then we become dependent, we are attracted in this way. And here it is, Karan Karavanhar is making it. You are still attracted and you are connected with others. So you are really in this way beyond, like angels. This is called Farishta. So there is no attraction. And yet, always in action, in connection, is a karma yogi. Otherwise, attraction creates bondage and we become bhogi, we suffer then. And so it's a time to be free from suffering. That's why it's free from attraction, because attraction is a trap and it is suffering. Freedom is a joy. It's an angelic stage. So how to become free from attraction means, in other words, how to become an angel. So sense organs are purified then. Then these same sense organs are purified. Om Shanti.